Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
To be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes. People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Right here on the show. Is that you with me? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Be part of, truly, be part of the solution. It is the way we win, ultimately. And I realize, there's a lot going on. Weekend, crazy. Hopefully, you didn't have your money, any of your money in the banks that were taken over. Between Friday and today, actually. You are listening to Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, just to be involved, just to be engaged. And I always says, as I've always say, that, you got to get informed before you engage. We win that way, right? Anyway, these bank failures, these store failures, we've been saying this on the show for a while. Right now you're looking at these collapse. When the banks start to collapse like this, you really got to think about it. And by the way, just so we're clear from the beginning, this is all Trump's fault. Just ask them. They'll tell you. Although they have no basis of fact, no basis of truth on any of it. But just because he's such an easy target, right? Because once you blame him, it's all over. Whew, got away with that one, buddy. No, because some of us know better. We know what you're up to. We know what's going on. I do get a big kick out of it, I got to tell you. You know, if you've been listening to the show for any length of time, one of the things I regularly say is I call them the party of non-responsibility. And I do it for a reason. Because they truly are the they take responsibility for nothing. And I've had these conversations with friends who are Democrats. And they'll say, why do you do that? Because think about it. Nothing is your fault. Nothing is the fault of the Democrat Party. Just ask them. Right? Just be frank about it. Just ask them. They'll tell you. And so whose fault is it? When you're in charge, it's your fault. These things are aimed at you. It's up to you. And, you know, by the way, for those of you who are hating on Trump, Republicans, that think he's the bad guy big time, I got news for you. Did you look at all? You know, he was in Iowa today. Did you look at all the lines waiting to see the man? Seriously. He was in Iowa. The lines were around the corner. You couldn't get in to see him. I should say you could get in to see him, but part of Trump's speech was, how could a farmer vote against me? right? Calling Iowa ethanol and energy a national security priority. And he went along to say, and this is the stuff he should be talking about. Stop talking about how you lost. Stop talking about the fact that you know, that there was a loss there. Maybe they did steal it. Maybe they didn't. This is not a place to hang your hat on in coming up for this election. Just stop it. Now, I know some people don't agree with me on that one. But if you're not paying attention by now, if you don't know there was something up by now, then nothing's going to change that. In all seriousness. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Anyway, he said he did things that thought nobody was possible. He made the farming business great. I made it great again, if you think about it. They were able to farm. They didn't have all those regulations that were driving them into the ground. He said, I made those promises to the people of Iowa and America, and I kept every single one of them. He did. On top of that, every time, every conspiracy theory we got behind it, his, we found out it wasn't so much a conspiracy. Right? Trump also went after Joe Biden's economy. He said, you know, turning America away from its farming industry, away from its drilling. He said the Green New Deal agenda is just pushed by these anti-energy people. He said, under Joe Biden, it's been a nonstop war on American agriculture. You know that. Right? It's his China trade deal delivered $28 billion for U.S. farmers. Biden, on the other hand, bupkis, right? He reimposed the waters of the United States rule. He reimposed, some of you don't know what it is, look it up. It's ridiculous. I mean, for all intents and purposes, the EPA can show up on private property, your property, and tell you what you need to do with your little fish pond. Seriously, they can. They said he reimposed that on his first day in office. He's trying to raise taxes on farms, reinstate the death tax. Fertilizer prices are almost up 300%. Go ahead. Vote for him again. Farm income overall this year is down 16% already. Do you know how many industries, how many people, how many jobs will be lost? How many cities will just be non-existent, you know, small towns, I should say? If you allow Joe Biden to kill all of these, you know, energy, oil, natural gas. I mean, think about it. Trump had energy independence. Total energy independence. And the Democrats couldn't stand it. They couldn't let any of his successes stand. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up for Kimberly Moran right after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts at over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, stay engaged, but please get informed first. I mean, seriously, no joke. Because if you get informed, then you're speaking from a position of knowledge. Some of you make me nuts. I know I go through this all the time, but some of you make me nuts. But let me bring this person doesn't make me nuts. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time, her insight on these things. And Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me. And I can make you nuts if you want.
Go ahead, make me crazy. Why should you be any different? You know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly.
Hey, I was at the church on Sunday when they had a preacher there from Maine. And I was sitting there thinking to myself, God, I've heard this before. I've never heard this. This guy sounds so familiar. It wasn't that he sounded familiar. It was the accent that I haven't heard in so long.
Oh, my God. And that mean
very
accent
specific,
is different.
Aren't
yeah.
they? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, I got a kick out of it. I thought it was funny. Yeah, when he found out I was from Boston, then he tried to make fun of my Boston accent. I'm like, right, you should talk. Really?
Right.
Anyway.
That's funny.
So, listen, I hear that we have a bunch more, a boatload more voters coming in, Democrat voters actually, coming in from the border. I mean, they had 1,000 alone slip by today, and they're looking for a lot more.
Which border are you talking about, the northern or southern? Because they're doing it in the northern border, too. We are literally being invaded on both borders,
yep.
And the Biden administration and Democrats are letting it happen. In fact, they're encouraging it. They created an app to let these people come here. This is... I'm going to take a breath. I'm going to take a breath because I don't want to say bad words, because when I was ranting about this earlier, there were bad words flying all over the place. We are being invaded. It's war. We have a war at our borders. We have a war at our borders. And Biden and the Democrats are on the side of the people that are committing acts of war against our borders.
So what do you know about the northern borders? There now stuff coming over the northern border in big numbers?
In New Hampshire, illegals coming across the border from Canada is up 846%.
Wow.
In the winter, Joe. In the winter.
Well, okay. They're not walking, you know, through the water.
Yes, they're walking.
To Canada
and oh,
back
right. They're
down.
Not walking in water. Yeah. Somebody's
dumping them in Canada for the walk over the border.
Some left winger, whoever's been funding this, probably China, is sending them to Canada, and then they're coming over the border.
Unreal. And to think about this, again, people need to realize they're pushing now. Now they're pushing their way through. So they're not even waiting for permission. They're not even kind of trying to sneak by. Now they're actually rushing the gates,
I just saw that this weekend. Yep. Because they can. Because the Biden administration is going to do nothing about it because they're part of the problem. Which founding father, one of our founding fathers said we would, or somebody in political history said that we would only be destroyed from within. And it's true. It's 100% true.
Oh, no question. And again, we've been warned about the ignorant electorate, right? I mean, we've had presidents, founding fathers, even say stuff like that over the years.
Yep.
That if we didn't, that's why they wanted our people educated. For
right.
no other reason other than, you know, to make sure that they were smart enough to know what was going on. And on top of that, you know, the press, we always knew there was somewhat of an issue with them. But in their day, the press was the only way to get the message out, which is
right.
why they wanted a free press. They didn't want, you know, politicians and city halls, so to speak, giving you the information or spoon-feeding it to you the way they wanted to. Well,
right. That
didn't work, did it?
No, it didn't work because, you know, the commies had their way of completing their goals. And no, it's not conspiracy, kids. It's historically accurate.
Oh, I got a guy trying to start a fight with me online because I actually challenged him when he talked about slavery and said I didn't know anything about Black history. So I went down the proverbial list. Oh, well, let's talk about that. What do you mean I don't know about Black history? You mean I don't know about the KKK and who started that? You mean I don't know about the Jim Crow laws and who pumped them up? What party was in favor of them? I went through the whole list. You know what his response was to me? You ready for this?
What?
Sit down. He said, well, but the party switched.
Oh, my God, the Dixiecrat lie. Yeah, I always love that one. That one's always fun.
I was like, you're really going to go there with me? Do you not listen to this show? So
the guy knew you were telling the truth. He still continued to lie about it and then tried to bring up, knowing you know the truth, then tried to bring up something that is also not true.
So instead of just blasting him, what I said to him on Twitter, I said, okay, so here's the deal. Give me exactly what happened and when. Enlighten
right.
me. Right? I'm still waiting.
Of course.
I wish I had that Jeopardy clock. I would just play it on a continual loop. You know?
There probably is something out there like that.
Yeah,
still waiting.
But think about the funny thing about all of this is they use that. A lot of them use that.
Yeah.
And you say, well, be specific. And they can't, which is why I always say at the beginning of the show, Make sure you're enlightened. Make sure you have information. Make sure you know what you're doing. Right?
Right. Right, because that's what happens. The left will do that all the time, and they don't know what they're talking about, and they think that you're not going to question them on it. And you have to.
Yep.
You have to call them out.
Well, yeah, you do. And you have to call them out with facts, ones they can go look up on their own, because, again, it's a matter of they throw stuff out there. And you and I are at this every day. So you know when they throw something, you go, okay, yeah, that's the damn part. That's the damn line.
Yeah, that's the same line, yeah.
Right. So tell me exactly, right?
I used to have a website dedicated just to calling out their lies so other people could do it.
We really should. Yeah.
I had it for a long time, and then I'm like, okay, I'm not dealing with this anymore.
Dem dementia at its finest. Seriously. All right.
Yeah.
All right, so... I know you're not the biggest fan of his, but, you know, you had thousands of people, and I mean thousands of people standing in freezing weather today to see Trump in Iowa, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yet we're hearing all over the place, and I think I know why we're hearing it, that he's not popular, that, you know, people really don't like him anymore, that we really should be looking elsewhere. And I'm thinking to myself, gee, I wonder where that's coming from, because they're going to be Pence. I don't want Pence in there, and I'm... technically, of his Christian family. I don't want him in there.
Right.
So, who else is there?
DeSantis.
You really think he's going to do it?
Yes.
We'll have to talk about that the other side of the break. I don't.
Okay.
All right. I know you got to wipe the floor with me on this one. I can just feel it. Don't continue your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. We'll be right back. So they're rushing the El Paso border.
Radio. Why should I advertise on the radio?
And somebody released some kind of flyers or memos down there that said that they would be we would be providing buses to bring them up into the country.
And filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the cream for cheering of 25,000 acres. All right, cue them up.
I don't know what to say anymore. I'm just glad I sucked up on food and water.
To the airport.
Yeah.
To the maraschino cherry.
I don't know what to tell you anymore.
25,000 cheering extra.
It's every day. It's something else, Joe.
No, you want to
every single day.
Look, I go on this tour here. They're coming after me big time. We're actually having a CNN, Fox News, whatever, tomorrow. And they want to come after me for some of the words I said, the girls. And to your point, all right, so show me the correlation there.
Right.
I mean, you guys keep throwing stuff like you thought about everybody. Show me the correlation.
But I have a bigger question. Why are they blaming you when someone wrote this rap song?
Because they need somebody like me to be in trouble. They need it to be a problem.
Who wrote the rap song? Is the person who wrote the rap song black?
Yes.
Of course it is. Make sure you bring that up.
What's funny about it, look at they really believed I was going to lose by big numbers, okay, when I ran for office again.
Right.
They really weren't that worried. I mean, everybody goes, Joe, you're never going to make it.
Right.
Well, now they're pissed.
You owe it to yourself. Yep. Oh, yeah, they're going to try to seek out revenge on you for the whole time you're in. They're going to try to get rid of you a different way because they couldn't beat you the valid way. You know that's how it works.
There was an event Sunday night that I knew that our black female trustee was going to be at, right?
Yeah.
And she'd been giving me the cold shoulder. So I brought Sonya Schmidt with me. And when I saw her there, I said, Dr. Moore, Sonya Schmidt would love to meet you. I know she said hi.
Republican presidential candidates have been reacting to the recent collapse of Silicon Valley Bank and another. Former President Trump, who's considered the frontrunner of the party, lashed out at President Biden for the bank's failure. In a post on Truth Social, Trump said there will be a Great Depression far bigger and more powerful than that of 1929. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley tweeted, Biden is pretending this is not a bailout. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis suggested diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives were to blame. President Biden insisted the rollback of regulations during the Trump administration. The U.S., United Kingdom, and Australia are entering a deal to develop nuclear-powered submarines.
It's a multi-phase process with the training of Australian sailors and other personnel.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said the move will help counter threats, including China. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Head over to MyPillow.com, but not to the break. MyPillow.com. If you use promo code Joe on your way out, you'll get breaks from 30 to 70% depending on the product you buy. And again, why do you only buy her something once a year? Valentine's Day is not the only day to show her you care about her. They have robes, they have slippers, they have pillows, pillowcases. I'm waiting to get the new pillows. I'll let you know how they feel before you decide to buy some. Let me bring her on. Kimberly Wren joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me as well. Kimberly, how are we doing back there on the East Coast?
We're expecting a snowstorm.
Of course you are.
You know, in Mars. We hardly had any snow in December, November, December, January, February, and then all of a sudden March just feels like being a total menopausal witch.
So we have the largest snowpack that we've had in decades. The drought should be over, done, and finished with, and we've had more water than we've had in decades. There's only one problem. With all the money, we have no way to store it. It's all going out to the sea.
Shocker. Shocker. That's what happens when you got Democrats in control. They don't think.
You sit there and you say, look, you've been promising since the late 70s. You've been taxing people in the state since the late 70s to build more infrastructure, specifically dams. And you're telling me in 2023... that they're still on the drawing board. And part of the reason they're still on the drawing board is I believe they blew the money. But on top of that, is there are so many regulations and rules out here, and they take so long, they keep changing, they have to do redesigning. Build the darn things. Forget all of the crap.
Wow.
Yeah, ridiculous.
That's horrifying.
Just totally, yeah, anyway. Whatever. So... we were talking about one of your favorite people, Trump. segment. But no, seriously, I mean, if DeSantis doesn't get in, can we just not be, let's not look at personalities. If DeSantis doesn't jump into the ring, and I really hope he doesn't, I hope he finishes his job in Florida and then runs for president after that. I really do. I think he'll have even a longer track record. He'll get more name recognition across the country in real time. But you know, you have people from within our own party saying that Trump's support is waning. They're not there with him. But when you look at the real polls, he still beats DeSantis on a regular basis.
Real polls? What real polls, Joe?
Real polls.
Come on now.
Not a straw poll. Not a straw poll from CPAC. Okay.
Yeah. Since when do we trust polls? Pollsters in general.
Well, I'm not talking about
can we stop doing that? So come on now.
Rasmussen, Fox, and a few others. And so Fox would love to bury him, and therefore still show him on top.
Okay, so I have my own anecdotal poll because I'm not for Trump, even though I did vote for him in 2020. I didn't in 2016. I did in 2020 because he did do some good things that I agreed with. I don't want him again. I'm done. He's over. I'm done. There's a lot of independents like me, and you need us to win, remember? Yeah. There's a lot of independents like me who are just done. We're sick of it. We're done. It's over. Had he maybe treated what happened in 2020 differently and didn't whine about it for like 2 or 3 years, that might have been different because he actually didn't do anything to resolve it or whatever. And hasn't even said much about the J6 people who've been suffering in prison. Plus, there's a lot of reasons I don't like Trump. But I did vote for him in 2020. I would not again. And I will be voting in the primary because I can in my state.
Well, apparently everybody can vote in your primary or something. In your
state. You just kind of say you live here. Pretty much.
So the question, again, the question begs to say, what? Who then? I mean, if you let's just run down a quick list here. You really want Ted Cruz?
I like Ted Cruz.
Okay.
But I don't think he's going to run. I don't think he's going
to
run.
And listen, just to be nasty, be Boston nasty, I didn't ask you if you liked him. Would you vote for him?
I would vote for him. I voted for him in the first primary against Trump.
So you got, there you go. You're okay with Cruz. I'm not so much. Nikki Haley.
No.
Okay. DeSantis, I would imagine, is a yes.
100% yes.
Okay. Mike Pence.
No.
Tim Scott.
I like Tim Scott, but he's a little wishy-washy on some big topics. So, I mean, they all are. Let's face reality.
Yeah.
Let's face reality.
You got Glenn Youngkin. What? One-term governor who's kind of been a little bit wishy-washy himself right now?
One-term governor, no.
Right.
At least DeSantis held his own, and he's run for a couple of times.
Kristi Noem?
So, Helmo. And that's my governor. I was laughing. He was on some show today. I don't even know what show it was that my husband was watching. I'm like, oh, hell no. No.
Kristi Noem.
No.
Greg Abbott.
No.
Really?
I like Greg Abbott, but there's some stuff. Here's the problem. Trump is wishy-washy. They're all wishy-washy on some stuff. I will never agree with any of these people a certain percentage. Sure. And, yeah, I know the 80-20 rule that Reagan talked about. You know what? I'm not a Republican. I don't have to go by any 80-20 rule. I go by my own rules. If I can sleep at night by voting for a candidate, that's good enough for me. So I have issues. Do you want to have a Festivus poll? Because I'll do it. I have issues with all of these people.
So, no, I'm not. I don't disagree with you. I look at the bigger. I'm looking at the bigger picture. Like, who truly? Forget the names. You can call them.
Who truly can
deal with China? Is going to be deal. Gonna be able to deal with a little rocket man.
You can't look at it that way, Joe.
Who?
You can't look at it that way.
Why not?
You have to look at it. Who will Indies vote for? Who is conservative enough but not crazy?
But this is how we get killed all the time. We get
slaughtered like this
on a regular basis.
You what?
We get slaughtered like this on a regular basis. Look at Reagan. They thought Reagan was a cowboy. They were so afraid of him, remember?
No, I don't remember.
I'm sorry. Yes, you were still in diapers back then. But they were petrified of this guy. Who was? Cowboy. He was going to be cowboy politician. It was his way or the highway.
Wait a minute. Who was petrified of him? I don't understand.
The general American populace. Remember, he was only well known in California.
Right.
Right.
And yeah, but he had a personality. He had a good enough personality that came through. Just like I still don't understand why people like Trump's personality, but whatever. That's just me. Because I couldn't stand him in 2016.
I'm sorry. Come on, I identify with the Boston Bulldog portion of that kind of attitude, right? Screw you. I know what's right. I've got the information. Go.
Okay. No. I get. No. That that's all good. But the telling lies, which Trump does lie, telling lies, and then just being nasty to people for no reason.
Yes.
That's
he's making the mess right now with the DeSantis thing.
Yes. Which makes me want DeSantis more because he's doing that.
Well, look, how about Liz Cheney?
Oh, God.
Mike Pompeo. I forgot that these people have been talking about this. Asa Hutchinson. Chris Christie. There you go.
Oh, yeah, there's a real winner.
Oh, my God. We're going to see. Trump's going to get it again. You know this.
Yeah, he's going to because of all these names. Idiots that are going to be running, and it's going to be nasty and divisive and derisive, and it's going to turn off a bunch of independents.
Yep. And you're looking at the lineup and or potential lineup, and you say, I'm saying to myself, oh, my God, you know, I mean, seriously, look at what's going to happen here. Exactly. He'll get in. If for no other reason, he'll get in because he'll tower above all these people.
Right, just like he did in 2016.
You know, there's Republicans that can't stand DeSantis either.
Yep.
But again, it's because they're hearing misinformation, not because of anything he's directly done or not done.
Correct. Yep.
So...
Yep, exactly. So, I every year I say, I'm not going to vote in the Republican primary. I'm an independent. It isn't right. And then every time I do, because I can, and they let me. So I'm like,
well,
whatever.
Listen, I'll give you a little tickle now. Everything will be fine, because I don't know if you remember, but the First Lady gave a biological man a Woman of Courage Award, which...
On International Women's Day, yes, yes, yes. A man won an award for a woman.
I guess it takes a lot of courage to have parts and pieces cut off.
I'm trying to figure out FCC regulations right now before I make a statement.
Keep yourself, right? No, seriously.
It doesn't take a lot of balls to pretend.
Oh, but all right, thank you very much, people. It's been nice being on the air the last 15 years. It's really cool. Be back.
That's
in 2 minutes.
Bad.
No, don't go far. We'll be right back. God bless.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. That's what I want. I want you part of the solution. It's how we win. You need to get informed so you know how to move. You know how to make things happen. All right, let me bring her back in, see if I can get her blood pressure through the roof again. Kimberly Martin joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me as well. And, you know, Kimberly, yeah, they didn't stick, but we had snowflakes here like 10 days ago.
Really?
I got pictures.
Hey, wait a minute. You have more snowflakes in your state than anyone else in the country.
Oh, here we go. Boom, boom. Thank you very much. That's right. No. Now we can honestly say we're the biggest exporter of fruits and nuts in the country.
That's also true.
I mean, my God. I have a friend of mine in Texas. She's going, what are you doing to us? I'm not doing anything. You don't have to let them in. You didn't let the Italian mafia in. You don't have to let these people in. What are you
doing? I've been asking for a border wall in New Hampshire for a while now. I'm not kidding either. When I say I want a border wall in New Hampshire to keep up the crazies.
Oh, good. Yeah, good luck with that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not going to happen.
I don't know. I look at this stuff and I just kind of giggle and laugh. They do it right where I live, in the area I live in. They move out of their high crime, bad school areas. They come here. Why? Because they love the school. They love how clean the city is. They love how safe the city is.
Yep.
And you know what I'm going to say, right? What's the first thing they want to do?
I know exactly what you're going to say. They vote for Democrats who made their cities bad in the first place. Do the same thing here. They do the same thing here. We have too many transplants from Mass who are bad, the bad people. And that's what they do. They vote Democrats in who make everything worse, just like Massachusetts, the state they fled.
Yeah. Yeah.
They had to buy a house here because it was cheaper and it's a better way to live, you know, better living. But, you know, they're going to vote for the same exact people that ruined Massachusetts.
Well, that's, you know, funny you should say that because it's one of the things the Utah governor came out recently. He says, you know, stop coming here. And, you know, Californians especially, stop coming here and bring that stuff with you that you're running away from.
Yep.
You know, I mean, really, if you read his speech, he's basically saying, how stupid can you be?
Right, exactly. And it's true. That's why I want a border wall in New Hampshire, and you have to take a test.
What are they thinking? And we know they're not thinking, but overall, what are they thinking when they sit there and talk to you? You know, they're moving to a state they like. Well, that place is safe, but that's this, that. I can't stand the way California is anymore. Do they not realize that they're that self-unaware? They don't realize that who they voted in California is what caused the problems to begin with?
We're talking about Democrats.
I know you were going to say that. I knew it.
I mean, really. These people have to be thinking in the first place. And I don't care. It's true. I don't care anymore.
All right. So I got to thinking about our story that we started, which was the first lady giving a biological man a Woman of the Courage Award. And I think we went to break right when I said it kind of takes a lot of courage to remove certain body parts. But I guess it really doesn't either. So, but I mean, this is the same woman who thinks, you know, that Joe Biden is hard to keep up with. He's just smarter than, just so smart, so fast, so whatever. Maybe she's having some issues.
Her issue is she's just white trash.
Don't swear, but go ahead.
I won't swear. Her issue is she's white trash. excuse me. Okay, so you know I've been fighting against this stuff since 2017, 2018, when they started pushing it in New Hampshire. Fought hard. There was only a couple of us actually fighting against the trans bill, and we were fighting against Republicans. I expect nothing from Democrats because they don't care about actual women's rights. They never have. They never will. They lie to you when they say they do. They only care about killing future human babies. So what these bills do, and we know what happens, Joe, because other countries have done it first, the UK, Canada. It erases women. It literally erases women, and I'm sure we've talked about this on the show before. So that's why I don't understand why any woman supports this, because it takes our rights away. It makes us no longer unique as women, because now men can be a woman. Oh, if you're a man, you can be a woman if you want. Not a big deal. It takes our uniqueness away. We aren't birthing people. We are mothers. You know what I mean? No, not every men cannot menstruate. Only women can. It takes away from the uniqueness that we are as women. And we already fought for all kinds of rights for, you know, decades. We fought for rights. And now they want to just come and whip them all back away? Yeah, Democrats hate women. And they have for a very long time.
Well, apparently they hate women and men, right? I mean, seriously.
Well, they hate... No. They hate white men. White straight men.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
They don't hate all men, just white straight men.
You know, again, they're so busy hating on this stuff. They're so busy pushing this stuff aside. They're so busy not willing to work with it. You and I have talked about this before. Funny how they call themselves Antifa, and in reality, they are fascists.
They are the fascists.
They're the epitome of a fascist.
Oh, God, yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
And they know it. Their leaders know it. The others that are part of the group are just too dumb to know it.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. This stuff just, I do get a big kick out of this stuff because as I listen to their things. I mean, I love the libs at TikTok. It's inundated by teachers. Now, like I said before, our teachers aren't like this. We may have a few, but it doesn't overrun our system like this. But you see these teachers, and the thing they're most excited about is what? Getting the kids to finally call them by their proper pronoun. Yep. The kids that finally understand that there's no male or female. This is what they get excited about in elementary school, these teachers.
Yeah, it's
those
disturbing.
Teachers need to be fired and moved on almost immediately if you can't do it sooner.
What's really sad, Joe, is this is an example of what's coming through our system now. This is because public schools and universities are already filled with this.
Yeah. Yeah, well, listen, this generation, you know, look at what you've got going on with the generation of parents today. These were in school, what, 10 years ago or so, 12 years ago? And look at what's happening.
Yep.
Something's going to happen with these kids. If they're not totally screwed up by all this misteaching, I can't even imagine what this country will look like in 20 years, 25 years.
Well, because it's only gotten way worse and worse and worse over the years because I think, you know, they can't push it all at once, right? So they take bits and pieces and start changing stuff. They change history, right? They have Howard Zinn as the history writer who created America. So they change history books. They change books. They start adding stuff into books. It doesn't happen overnight. And the left is love that because it took them, they knew it was going to take them years to get all this stuff in place, but they've done it. Oh, they've done it.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but the Biden administration actually honored 11 women from around the world who are fighting for gender equality.
And are any of them actually women?
I can't even get them. Gender equity. I'm sorry. I can't get the words right.
Gender equity. Oh, my God.
Go ahead.
Equity is not a thing, okay? Equity is equality. If we want equality. We women have had equality. In fact, I pointed it out a few years ago after the first Women's March that women actually have more rights than men. It's equity is not – you can't have equality or equity of outcomes. You can't. No one can guarantee how your outcomes are going to be, right? We can't guarantee the outcomes of everyone. We can only guarantee equality and rights and equality of opportunities, right?
Right.
Equity, all equity does is raise others up and bring others down. Someone loses out in equity.
Yeah.
And it's the people that have already succeeded or are succeeding. Those are the people that lose out.
But, you know. You're exactly right. It drives me nuts, you know, with these people. So, you know, you sit there, you scratch your head, you say, all right, what is it? And ask them what it means to them. You know,
right, they can't explain
they
it.
They can't answer it. You're
no.
exactly right. I've sat there with them and said, tell me what you're looking for. Tell me what you want.
Right.
And what does that mean? They can't answer you.
No, they can't because they don't understand it. They think we don't have equality is what it is. And we do.
Yeah.
We do have equality. They think we don't because that's what they're told. And they don't understand the difference between equity and equality.
Well, recently I saw one of those things where the guys going on campus and they're asking questions to the young people,
yep.
And you know they were I don't know if you saw this, but it was a white guy and they were asking him, a black girl was asking him, you know, about equality and about this and that, you know, is this racist? Is that racist? Is white? And they kept getting him. The black girl was a conservative. They kept getting him to trip up his answers, and finally she looked at him and she said, "So what can you do that I can't do? Because you're at the height of supremacy. You're a white male.
Yep.
What can you do that I'm not allowed to do?
Yep.
I'm telling you, there was 10 seconds of silence. He goes, I can't think of anything. She goes, you can't think of anything because there isn't anything.
Thank you. This is exactly how I used to trip women up who said, we aren't equal to men. I'd say, what rights do men have that we don't have? And they could never answer the question.
Nope.
Never. Nope. They can. I used to love doing that. It shuts them up. And they would just get mad. But, yeah, there is no rights that anyone has above anyone else in this country. None.
They can't stand it.
Nope.
Making them crazy. Okay, where do they find you again?
GraniteRock.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
Perfect. All right, Kimberly, always a pleasure to have you with me. Joe Mazzini, your host. A lot more coming up after the break. You're stuck with me for the whole hour. I'm sorry. Deal with it.